Welcome, world, to the Two Cents and Nonsense podcast. I'm here with my homeboy, Matt.
Yo, yo.
I am one of your hosts. My name is Antoine Y. Slicker, and you can follow us on Twitter at 2Nonsense. That's the number 2, N-O-N-C-E-N-T-S. Yes, follow us on Twitter. Also on Instagram at 2Nonsense1. That's the number 2, N-O-N-C-E-N-T-S. And the number 1. Also, again, man, y'all gotta get into that Facebook group. Search 2 cents and nonsense in your Facebook search bar.
Yeah, man, help grow the podcast, man.
Help grow the podcast and download that CastBox app, man. That's where we post most of our podcasts here. And it's free. You don't have to sign up to subscribe to any of the podcasts on there. It really helps us out. We just want people to, you know, like it, share it, and just enjoy it, man. Because we enjoy what we're doing right now.
Yeah, man. We having fun. We putting that content out. Like, there's something y'all want to hear, something y'all want us to talk about, hit us up. Let us know. Hit us up in the comments. Hit us up in the DMs.
Yeah. On today's episode, man, we're going to talk movies. We may touch on a little music at the end here as well. But first off, I want to say to one of the listeners, man, we had a listener that actually hit me up during one of our, I believe she listened to the music episode, the one where we were talking about rappers.
Okay.
I think I titled that one Rapper's Delight. So
something like that.
Yeah, so if you haven't heard that one, man, go back and listen to this one. But she hit me up. And she was like, oh, you guys must have lost your minds. And I was like, what? We lost our minds. She said, y'all mentioned a rap episode without mentioning Eminem, Eazy-E, and Ice Cube. Now, I had to call her out on this shit. Because she ain't finished listening to the episode. She couldn't have.
We definitely talked about Ice Cube. Yeah. I know we didn't talk about Eazy.
Yeah. We didn't talk about Eazy-E. I know we didn't talk about Eazy-E, which we talked about Bone Thugs and failed to mention Eazy-E, who kind of paved the way for the Bone Thugs. They always shot him out.
If I'm correct, he discovered Bone Thugs.
Right. And they were signed to Ruthless Records.
That garbage-ass record group, record label, excuse me.
Yeah, that record label was garbage, but the Thugs were signed to that joint. But she didn't listen to the whole episode before she came at me about this shit. And I said to her, I was like, yo, listen to that whole episode next time before you fucking call us out. Because my mans over here said that M was number 2 all time.
For me on my list. Yes, I did.
He was up there number 2 for me as well. Well, actually, number 2. I put Pac 3, but, you know, that's...
And then I even fact-checked Ice Cube's last album.
Fact check the Ice Cube's last album. It was called Everything's Corrupt. So we talked about that. But being that motherfuckers didn't listen to the whole episode and they want to come at you about the shit, you're like, yo, why you ain't listen to the whole thing yet? You ain't even hear anything yet. This shit's an hour long. I know we talked for a while, but we get to all the good shit, don't we?
I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you dropping a comment, but listen to the whole shit. Don't listen to half the shit.
Right.
Before you got something to say.
And she said M the GOAT. She wanted me to relay that.
M ain't no GOAT.
She said he's the GOAT, and she wanted us to...
M is nice. M is great. He ain't the GOAT.
You know, she said he's the GOAT. So,
I mean, but again, everybody's entitled to their opinions.
Yeah. And we love the opinion. We appreciate you listening again.
Listen to the whole episode.
Listen to the whole episode next time before you, you know, come at me all hard. Like, but anyways, on today's episode, man, this past Friday, Carmelo Anthony sat down on First Take with Stephen A. Smith for an exclusive interview. And they talked about him not being in the league, talked about his stint in New York, his stint in Oklahoma City, and also talked about his stint in Houston and when he got released there. What did you think of this particular interview, man?
I kind of felt like, I don't want to say Mello was begging for a job, but he was kind of begging
for a job. He wanted people to know that that's not me. I'm not that kind of guy.
Like, I'm willing to come off the bench. I'm willing to accept a lesser role.
Now, he's willing to accept a lesser role. But the whole time he's saying this, man, I'm thinking about that press conference that he did when he was like, hey, yo, they want me to come off the bench.
Laughing about it.
Like, yo, they want me to come off the bench. Now, he didn't take responsibility. He said he was immature and shit. Mm-hmm. But, nigga, that was like 3 years ago. like, bro, ain't she like 33, 34 years old?
Something like that.
Like, come on, bro. No, he's got to be. How old is LeBron?
LeBron is 34.
He's older than LeBron. So either way, bro, come on with that immature shit.
Man. Yeah, you've been in the league 16 years.
Yeah, this was 3 years ago. Stop playing. Like, come on. They want me to come off the bench, yo. They want me to come off the bench.
He did say, though, nobody formally asked him to come off the bench. None of the coaches. That was a reporter question.
Right. So, yeah, he did formally say that. He did say that no coaching member or anybody came to him and said, yo, you got to come off the bench. This was best for the team. He said specifically. Blah, 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 blah. Sometimes I stumble over words. But he said that when he went to Oklahoma City, he was told that he would be the fourth option. Now, during the interview with Stephen A. Smith, when he talked about him being the fourth option, the first options, of course, would have been Russell, Westbrook, Paul George, and then he said Stephen Adams would have been the third option. And he kind of laughed about it as if it was a joke or some shit. Like, as if he was kind of insulted that Stephen Adams would be a primary option over top of himself.
I feel like at that point in time, Melo thought he was better than what he was.
Right.
That's why he laughed at it.
Yeah. During the interview, he laughed at it.
No, I know. But like I said, I think he felt he was better than what he was.
Right. So, at that point in time, he's accepting responsibility for being the number four option. He's okay with that, but he wants to win a championship. That's what his words were. He wanted to win a championship. That's why he's there. So he's doing all that he can with the Oklahoma City Thunder as much as he can for that team. But they got bounced in the first round, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got bounced in the first round the last 4 years, if I'm correct.
So, not close to a championship with that. It was basically, a one and done?
Yeah.
So, he said that he was willing to get his contract restructured. He also said that they were coming to him to restructure the contract, but he didn't say whether or not he accepted the terms. He glossed over that. He said they wanted him to restructure his contract. Do you think that he possibly didn't want to take less money at the time?
Melo is all about his money.
He's all about that.
I don't care what he said in that interview. He's all about his money.
Right.
Plain and simple.
He's all about that money.
Yes.
So he got bought out of his contract. He signed with the Atlanta Hawks.
Got $25 million for 5 days.
Right. So his contract got brought out. Signed by the Atlanta Hawks. They bought out his contract. So they basically whatever.
He got $25 million for 5 days.
Right. And then he went on to go to Houston. He said in Houston he basically played 10 games. So he was on more than a 10-day contract because 10 games was over a long stretch of time there. But he only played 10 games for them. He said he had accepted that he was going to come off the bench. He had accepted his role. But on his way to a game to be played in San Antonio, Daryl Morey, the GM of the Houston Rockets, came to him and was like, this shit ain't working out, bro. You got to go. you got to find something to do with yourself because you can't play for these here Rockets. He basically put him out the pasture. And the funny part about this whole interview, the best part about it was Melo was up that motherfucker like, I felt like I got fired.
You did get fired.
Like, dude, you when, got fired.
When you suck at your job, you get fired. You sucked.
Welcome to the real world.
You sucked in Houston, plain and simple.
Nigga, welcome to the life of somebody who ain't rich. Nigga, we get fired all the time. Us poor people, motherfucker. Up here talking about something. It felt like I got fired. No, nigga, you got fired. He said to you that your services are no longer needed. What does that mean?
That means in WWE terms, we wish you future. Yeah. We wish you your best in your future endeavors.
He future endeavored your ass. He told you, bye. See you later.
For real.
Now, right now, Melo is not signed to a team. Now, I have to ask you the question, Matt.
I'm listening.
Do you think that Melo is not signed to a team right now because he's being blackballed from the NBA?
That's kind of tough. Yes and no.
Mm-hmm.
I say yes because, like he said, there's 30 teams in the NBA.
Right.
You can't tell me he's not better than half of the people on some of them teams.
Right.
You know, like, come on. He can't make the Suns team.
The Charlotte Hornets.
Yeah, like, come on.
Come on. Yeah. Come on.
There's teams out there he can definitely play for. But I'm pretty sure he don't want to play for those teams.
Right.
So those teams that got talent with probably no cap space, do they want Melo? And right. The answer is obviously no, because he ain't signed.
Yeah, he's not signed. He did say that the ultimate goal is to win a ring. So he probably does not want to play for one of those bottom-feeding teams.
Probably not.
But in the same token, he did say he just wants to play basketball. He just wants to play again.
No, the only person that just wants to play is Vince Carter. All right? Because he's going from team to team. He don't even care.
Vince Carter been in the league for, what, 20 years now?
I think 21? He's going on his 22nd season.
Oh, he's going on 22nd season.
I think so,
God,
yeah.
Damn. Vince Carter, man.
He just wants to play. He ain't chasing no ring.
Shout out to that guy. Salute to him. The closest he ever got to winning a ring was when he was with New Jersey Nets.
Yeah, with the Nets. They went to two straight finals and lost them both.
You know, but Melo can't make a squad. I tend to think it's because something's going on. He said it in the interview. He said it's deeper than basketball. It's deeper than basketball. It's got to be deeper than basketball because his skill set, he should be able to make a roster.
Do you believe that?
I believe it's got to be deeper than basketball because Max Kellerman was on First Take and he said that it's because Melo can't play defense and he can't do the catch-and-shoot three-point shot. And that's what people need nowadays in the league.
That is true.
That's true. But it's plenty of guys out there that can't do that that's playing ball right now.
That's true, too.
Andrew Wiggins don't play a lick of defense and can't shoot a catch-and-shoot three.
No.
But he's in the league, and he's getting paid a hell of a lot of money to be in the league.
He's getting paid too much.
You know what I'm saying? So it's plenty of people out there that I think Melo has better skill set than on the offensive end of the ball where he can go out there and contribute. Because motherfuckers don't need nobody. Who? Name a team that's playing super-duper lockdown defense.
Well, you're about to hear about them Clippers.
We about to hear about the Clippers. Them Clippers about to be bad motherfucking defense. Their defense is about to be spectacular. Because they still got Patrick Beverley on the squad.
Yep.
And they got Kawhi and Paul George on the squad. They about to play some hella defense.
Oh, yeah, they are.
You know?
And Doc Rivers, he coached that shit. So.
That's right. But.
That's one team. But other than that, yeah, you're right. You're right. Not many teams out there play defense like that.
Yeah, not many teams out here playing lockdown defense.
But at the same time, look at Melo the last 2 years, man.
Right.
His game ain't the same.
It's not.
He ain't hitting them jumpers like he did in New York.
Right.
You know, last year in Houston, he looked like shit. That's why they got rid of him after two games. He's like, nah, nigga, this ain't working.
Exactly. And one of the other things that Max Kellerman said that nobody's looking for an ISO scorer anymore. Nigga, what the fuck is James Harden?
He is their ISO scorer. They exactly. They don't need two.
Exactly.
They don't need two.
They don't need two. But you can't tell me that teams ain't out here with the ISO scores. Like, Kyrie was an ISO scorer.
And that's why they don't win.
They don't win. You're absolutely right about that. But you can't say that teams ain't out here with ISO scorers.
Yeah, but you want to know what? Nowadays in this league, those teams that ISO score don't win.
They ain't winning. They definitely ain't winning.
No, you'll win a first round playoff series, but as far as getting to the finals, getting to the conference finals, hell no, you ain't winning shit.
Yeah, you definitely ain't not.
It's all about that ball movement, hit that open man.
Right, right. So, but I do think it's a little bit of blackballing where he can't get in the league. Because not only that, he's friends with LeBron James, can't get on the roster there, and he's friends with the president of the Players Association.
The Lakers, I think, do have one roster spot open.
They do.
So
they do.
You know, it is a possibility.
And being that he would have to sign for the veteran minimum, pretty much any team could take him on.
Yo, he done made so much money that vet's minimum made shit.
But that's what I'm saying. It pretty much any team in the league can take the guy on.
Yeah.
Because the veteran minimum exception allows you to sign him. So he can sign to any team. It's just what team wants to pick him up is the question. And ain't no teams calling the guy. You mean to tell me that you ain't got no room on your roster for somebody who could score the basketball?
The last time we seen him playing, he wasn't scoring the basketball.
So, yeah, I mean, but he said he's been working out. He says he's been hitting the gym.
I mean, look, in Dan Tony's offense, all he wants you to do is shoot. Shoot, shoot, shoot.
Mm-hmm. But all he wants you to do is shoot threes, though. That's Melo is about that mid-range game. Melo got that mid-range game on lock. That's a lost art in this league, though, is the mid-range game. Most people don't shoot that like talking about no more.
He can't shoot the mid-range neither.
Last time we saw him, he wasn't shooting the mid-range.
So.
Do you think that at some point this year, Melo is going to make it on the NBA roster?
If it's not the Lakers, it's nobody.
So if it's not the Lakers, he ain't playing no more. Might as well hang it up.
Yeah, he might as well hang it up if it's not the Lakers. Because don't nobody else want him. Don't nobody else need him.
Mm-hmm. They was advocating for a farewell tour for this guy. Kind of like with Dirk and D-Wade.
Those are champions.
Those are champions.
Those are champions.
Yeah. So being that he's not a champion.
Has he ever even played in a conference finals?
I don't know if he's played in a conference final. I know he's never played in an NBA final.
No, he ain't never played in an NBA final.
Yeah, I don't know about the conference finals. I think maybe he may have on that Nuggets team with...
Once? 1 year?
I think it was the Nuggets team with...
1 year out of 16 years?
Yeah.
He don't deserve no farewell tour.
He don't deserve it?
Nah.
Okay. Hey, man, I ain't gonna argue with you about that.
Nah.
Like...
Hell no.
You know? What's a farewell tour anyway? It's just you going to different places, different arenas, swapping jerseys with motherfuckers?
Pretty much. That's all D-Wade did.
Yeah. Let me get that jersey, bro.
And then D-Wade was complaining like, damn, man, my collection is outdated. Everybody's on different teams now.
Wow. Damn. Yeah. Your collection went to shit real fast.
Yeah, like, it did.
You were swapping jerseys all last year, and then 60% of the league switched up on you.
Yep.
So you got collector's items.
Yeah, he got throwbacks of people that played one season with that team.
Yeah.
So.
You got anything else about Melo, man? Stephen A. Smith, Max Kellerman?
I will say, Melo said he was going to go to Chicago.
He did say he was going to go to Chicago
when D. Rose was healthy and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And then he heard some noise.
That somebody wasn't going to be there.
But nobody else heard that noise because it was never, ever talked about.
Right.
So I'm calling you a liar on that. You just wanted the New York money.
He just wanted the New York money.
If you wanted to go to Chicago, and win that ring. I believe if Melo went to Chicago that year,
y'all would have won that.
We would have won the ring.
Yeah, y'all would have won that. I don't doubt that either. That was a good situation for him.
Yeah,
and he passed up on that shit.
Yeah, he took that money in New York. Plain and simple. Yeah. You all about them dollars. Just admit it.
Right.
Just admit it. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Get your money.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I'm all for everybody getting their money. But don't fake the funk.
Yeah, he was faking it.
That's all I got to say about Melo. All
right, man. No more Melo. We're going to move on. Like I said earlier in the show, man, we were going to talk about movies. So what we're going to do today on the show, we're going to actually go down a list of the movies that's coming out. We're going to do a brief synopsis of them. And we're going to find out what Matt think about these movies, man. We're going to see if this might be a good movie or it might not be a good movie. We're going to say if we think it'll be a good movie or if we think it's going to be a piece of shit. I mean, you never know until you actually go see it. But at least we're going to give y'all the information so that you can make a decision on whether or not you want to go see some of these movies. The first movie we're going to talk about is a movie that just came out this past week. I think it came out on the 2nd. Hobbs and Shaw, the Fast and the Furious joint. Now, this movie is starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Jason Statham. They reprising their roles from the Fast and the Furious series because they just straight up came in that motherfucker and they just snatched up the Fast and the Furious.
Don't forget about Idris.
Oh, I was going to say him. I was going to say Idris Elba is on this movie and he's playing a bad guy. And I looked at the trailer of this shit. This motherfucker's playing a convincing bad guy. I want to see this movie.
Yeah, as far as action movies goes, it's a must see.
Now, this joint got that PG-13 on it.
It don't even matter.
I mean, sometimes with the action movies, them PG-13 joints are kind of...
This is Fast and Furious. It don't even matter. Shit's going to get blown up.
Some shit's going to get blown up.
You know what I'm saying?
Some cars going to get crashed.
Yeah, man. It's worth seeing. I seen the clip with The Rock and Jason Statham running down a building. So
they was running down a building. Yeah. I seen the clip where the motherfuckers was in the damn fighter jet joint, and he was like, "Yo, on my count of three," and he ejected this motherfucker. So niggas getting ejected out of planes.
Yeah, it's a Fast Furious action movie. Go see that shit.
Fast and Furious action movie. In your opinion, which was the best Fast and the Furious? It definitely won that one with Bow Wow in it, huh?
I didn't even watch. I watched the first maybe 20, 30 minutes.
The Tokyo Drift joint?
Yeah. That shit was garbage. What I seen.
Do you think that they're going to make any more Fast and the Furious movies with Vin Diesel in them? Being that.
Yeah, you know, they're making like, it's like Fast 9 or something with John Cena. John Cena's in the new one.
Oh, so Rock ain't in the new one?
Rock gonna be in it. John Cena gonna be in it too.
Is Vin Diesel gonna be in that one?
The whole cast.
The whole cast. So they patch things up.
I don't know if they patch. money talks.
I mean, money does talk.
You know what I'm saying?
When it comes down to it, if we get the motherfucking check, we doing the movie. Like,
you know, money talks.
I ain't gotta do scenes with that nigga. Make sure you write the shit where I ain't gotta do a scene with that nigga. Fuck Tyrese. No, not fuck Tyrese for real. That was not...
Tyrese don't want to do a scene with The Rock. I'm pretty sure
Tyrese
about that.
Don't want to do a scene with The Rock.
Nah, he don't want to get slapped.
He don't want to get slapped. Did he slap him before?
I'm pretty sure Rock might have slapped everybody on the cast.
Damn, niggas getting slapped and shit by The Rock. Also, that was the only movie that I really saw that was coming out that came out this past week. This upcoming week, though, we got The Kitchen coming out, starring Melissa McCarthy, Tiffany Haddish, and Elizabeth Moss.
That looks interesting to me.
It did look interesting, because it's about three wives of some mobsters.
Yeah, man, it's a serious role for all of them. They're used to playing comedy. They're not doing that in this.
Yeah, no comedies with this one.
You might have a funny scene or two, but it ain't a comedy movie at all.
Yeah, this is not going to be a comedy movie. They taking some serious roles. They playing the wives of some mobsters who's gone away to prison, and they have to take over the business. Now, in clips of this movie, these women aren't getting respected, so they got to do some cold shit to make motherfuckers respect them. And the shit that they've been doing, whew, crazy. I think that's going to be a good movie.
Yeah, I would check it out just off the storyline alone. Just to see how they do acting serious. Get and off that comedy shit.
Yeah, and that's that movie, I think, is rated R. So okay. There's going to be some violence in there. And to see Melissa McCarthy, for those who don't know, man, I have not
he
really
can't
liked
stand
her. I've not really liked her. Her comedy movies, her comedic movies to me have not been that great. I really don't like her. But to see her taking on a serious role, to see Tiffany Haddish taking on a serious role, it's going to be something that I would like to see. Just to give them a shot. So that's my little small, I don't like Melissa McCarthy shit.
I think I like her in some roles.
Right.
You know, not everything.
What was one of the roles that you liked her in?
Gosh, man, you're going to put me on the spot.
I got to put you on the spot, man.
You ever see that movie? You probably didn't even see that. I forgot the name of it. The movie she did with the Muppets.
The Muppets? Oh, damn. I know what you're talking about.
That shit was funny.
You know what? That was a good movie. I can't remember the name of that shit.
Yeah, I can't remember it either.
But that was a good movie. That's, I got to give her that
yeah,
one.
Yeah.
That's the only one I'm going to give her, okay? So don't come for me about no motherfucking Melissa McCarthy, okay? Don't come for me about her. I gave her props on one movie.
You ain't like that movie when she was a millionaire and she got arrested?
Nah.
You ain't like that? Did you see it?
Yeah, I saw that one. I ain't like it.
I liked it.
Yeah.
That shit was funny.
Nah. Not a Melissa McCarthy movie.
Whatever. That's fine.
But it's cool. Also on the 9th, movie coming out called Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark is coming out.
Yo, that shit look kind of crazy, man.
That shit looks crazy. Now, this movie right here, it got that PG-13 stank
on it. See, me, I fuck with scary movies.
I fuck with scary movies, but I don't like scary movies that got that PG-13
rating. You want to know what? The PG-13 rating is all about cursing and titties.
I don't know, man. When you ain't got that.
The PG-13 rating is all about
cursing.
They
don't show the killing on the shit when you got the fucking.
Yes, they do, man.
The rated R. Like, they don't show the killing on
you don't
that
need
shit.
To see blood and guts
to
for
like
it to be
to
scary.
I like to see blood and guts.
You don't need to see blood and guts for it to be scary. The R rating is all for cursing and titties.
Okay. I don't care about seeing no motherfucking titties in this shit. I just want to see somebody get their fucking guts slashed out.
Okay. Just, you can see that in a PG-13 movie.
Maybe. But this one, the scary stories to tell in the dark, it's about some teenagers, man. They go to a house of this young lady that was named Sarah. She wrote a book of scary stories of shit that happened to her. And the stories in the book start happening to the fucking teenagers in the movie, man. One thing that Americans love is to see fucking kids die. Like, because all the scary movies got teenagers dying.
Because that shit's fucked up.
It is fucked up. But why is always the teenagers dying?
Because they're fucking dumb. It's the truth. Teenagers are dumb. I was a dumb teenager. Shit. I'm sure you were too.
Yeah, we all was dumb teenagers.
We think we know everything and we don't know a motherfucking thing.
You know, I went back and I was watching all the Jason movies.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that Jason really never killed anybody until after the fucking teenagers finished having sex in the movie?
Yeah, pretty
like
much.
Every fucking scene, he would kill them after they had sex. You're like, damn, bro. Can you... At least you let me get my nut off first. Like, if I had to die, at least you let me get my nut off. But, damn. That's the only way you go and kill niggas? And then he had that fucking creepy-ass music. That shit.
Nah, the fucked up part about it is they be running for days and he don't even be speed walking. He be walking slow as fuck.
That's the thing. In the first three movies, this nigga was fast as a bitch. He was walking normal.
The first movie wasn't Jason.
No. Yeah. I mean, the first three movies that he was in, like two, three, and four, he was moving fast as a bitch, like regular speed. Oh. Then all of a sudden, the nigga come back and he's slow as shit now. He just sitting there, just walking.
Yeah.
Like, how you let a nigga kill you and he walking?
Because it's Crystal Lake. He know them paths.
He know them paths.
He go let you run. He's like, oh, I'm going to take this shortcut.
I'm
going to
take
this
shortcut.
I'll be right in front of you.
I'll be right in front of you when you get here. Yo, look at me. Look at this machete.
That's pretty much how it happens.
And the first, like, three movies that he was in, he was killing niggas with all sorts of shit. Yeah. He was killing motherfuckers with hatchets.
It's all about the machete now.
Yeah, it's all about the machete. Like, the machete and the slow bop.
Like, everybody's got to have their own little killing thing. Like, Michael Myers, he had the steak knife.
Right.
You know, Freddy had the glove with the knives.
Right.
You know?
So. And Chucky had the butcher knife joint.
Chucky used whatever the fuck.
But he always had that knife close to him. Like, yo, let me get this knife. Fuck you.
Shit. Over the years, Chucky used whatever. He whatever did. Means.
Next movie that's coming out on August the 9th is The Art of Racing in the Rain. Now, I don't know if you heard about this movie.
Nah, I ain't heard about that one.
This one's rated PG. This one right here, they trying to tug on your heartstrings. This one is about a dog that's voiced by Kevin Costner.
Oh, no.
That gains insight to human condition as we, the audience, explores the bond between a dog and his owner. But the owner is an aspiring race car driver. So the dog in the motherfucking passenger seat learning to make turns and shit as this motherfucker races because he's trying to be a race car driver. And it also, you know, got his family and all that shit in, and they love the dog. And it's just so beautiful.
Audience. This will be a movie I will not watch.
You will not watch this one.
That's not for me. That's not what I like. I'm not saying you don't go watch it.
It sounds like one of them sad sappy jokes.
That ain't for me. I don't do love stories.
I don't think it's technically a love story.
No, I'm just saying I don't do love stories. I don't do that sappy little bullshit. No. I want to see motherfuckers die in movies. That's me. That's just me.
You want to see motherfuckers die.
Yes.
Murder, murder, kill, kill.
I mean, yeah.
You know, but sometimes you got to have that coming of age animal flick that just tugs at your heartstrings and make you feel all warm and fuzzy inside.
That's what a Disney movie is for.
I don't know who made that movie. I didn't look up who made that movie. I think it was a Lionsgate movie, okay. Maybe. I don't know for sure. I ain't going to look that up. But this is one of those movies where they want you to feel some type of way about that damn dog and his owner.
I would have felt some type of way. No, never mind. I wouldn't even, no, not even then.
Nah.
No, not even then.
No animals were harmed in the making of this podcast.
No, we don't do that.
Also coming out on August the 9th, Dora and the Lost City of Gold. This is the live action Dora the Explorer flick starring Isabella Moner.
Ain't that the chick that played in the It movie?
I believe so. Yes, sir.
Oh, well, I only want to see her in the It movie.
Eva Longoria and Michael Pena plays her parents in this movie. But this is, again, about Dora the Explorer. It's the live-action Dora the Explorer joint.
Is Swiper swiping?
I don't know if Swiper was in it.
If Swiper ain't in it, it ain't worth watching.
I don't know if Swiper was in it.
Better be motherfucking swiping.
I really didn't pay too much attention to the joint. Boots is in it. They do got the little monkey.
Well, if Boots is in it, Swiper gotta be in it.
I think
you can't have Dora without Swiper.
Diego's in the movie.
Oh, fuck Diego, man.
Fuck Diego. They have essentially, because she's searching for the lost city of gold, they've essentially turned Dora into a gold digger. I know that was probably fucked up to say.
No, but that shit was funny.
That's a movie for the whole family. If you grew up on Dora the Explorer, you go check that shit out. It ain't going to be no cursing in it. It's going to be a family fun flick for you to go see with the kids if they like Dora. And if Swiper is in the movie, they can yell at the screen, Swiper, no swiping.
Word up. Let me know if Swiper's in it. I ain't going to watch it, but I need to know.
You need to know if Swiper's in it?
Yeah.
If Swiper is in the movie, does the movie automatically get a good grade?
Hell no. Hell no.
Okay. But for those, again, who like Dora the Explorer, man, go check that one out. That comes out on August 9th for y'all.
I took my son to see Pets 2. That shit was trash. I fell asleep on that shit.
Right. Mm. You fell asleep on the Pets 2? It was trash?
Yeah, man.
Damn, bro. I didn't see the first one.
The first one was all right.
The first one was all right?
The second one, that shit put me to sleep.
Wow.
That shit put me to sleep.
Are you sure it wasn't just because you had worked the shift?
I took a nap before.
Oh,
it still put me to sleep.
Wow. So for those who, you know, want to know about the Pets 2, if we got to give it a juice box review, because I know that you know that you want to know if that movie got the juice, what you giving it?
It ain't got no juice.
It ain't got no juice, so zero on the juice box?
It put me to sleep. If I got to go to sleep, I can sit through garbage-ass movies. Mm-hmm. I done sat through many a garbage-ass Netflix movies.
And it ain't put you to sleep.
But if I pay for a movie to sit in the movie theater and that shit put me to sleep, it ain't got no juice.
So there we go. Zero juice boxes on the juice box scale, 1 to 5. That movie ain't got the juice. You're still parched after you watch that shit. You're thirsty. You're mad thirsty. Next movie that's coming out on August the 9th is Ode to Joy.
What?
That's what it's called. Ode to Joey. I don't know, man. What the movie's called.
You reviewed this?
I didn't review this. No. I did look at this. I looked at it. So, it's starring Martin Freeman. If you don't know who Martin Freeman is, he's the man in the Hobbit movies. He's also in Captain America Civil War. Also starring Marina, I can't pronounce her last name, but she the chick from Gotham. The one who is with Jim Gordon.
Okay, he was with a couple girls.
I think it was season 3 and 4. Seasons 2, 3, and 4. The long head, the doctor bitch.
The doctor, okay.
Yeah, the doctor.
Okay.
Sorry, I didn't mean to call her a bitch. It just came out that way. Yeah, the doctor.
She was actually in every season.
Yeah, I can't stand her. I didn't like her in that. Every time she came on the screen, I just wanted to fucking strangle myself.
Really?
Yeah.
So you ain't like her in Deadpool?
I liked her in Deadpool. I'm saying I didn't like her character in Gotham. Her character in Gotham was annoying.
Oh, well. Did you finish the season? Because she got edgy.
She did get edgy when she was the leader of the fight ring. When fucking Ed lost his his ability to do riddles and shit. She was edgy, but it still was just something annoying about her. Like, I just...
Because she was trying to do good. Okay, I got you.
Yeah, I just
he liked the criminals. It's all
right. I just didn't like it. But she's in this movie. Now, Martin Freeman plays the guy with a condition where he passes out whenever he experiences extreme happiness. That's the joy. He passes out. He's got a condition.
So after he busts a nut, he go to sleep. That's all I heard. Well, that's all I heard.
Well, that could be the case. But he meets this girl, played by Marina, and he likes her so much, and every time he sees her, he's overjoyed, but he always passes the fuck out. Like, straight up faint. Like, the motherfucker hit his head on the concrete.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sitting there, I'm looking at the fucking trailer of this shit, and I'm like, what in the fuck? He passed out because he saw her? Now, because he passes out every time he's around her, because she brings him joy, he's extremely happy around her, he hooks her up with his brother.
Oh, you don't do that.
Because he can't be with her. He hooked her up with his brother. But the thing about this is, the motherfucker is in love with her.
Yeah, so you're going to cock block your brother? Fucking piece of shit.
Well, he hooked him up.
Yeah, just because you hooked him up don't mean you can't cock block
him. He did. He is. He trying his best not to cock block. But people around him who know he got the condition, they can see that this nigga pass out every time she around. He's in love with her. So it's the story about him trying to be with this woman, even though every time he's around her, he fucking passes the fuck out. I know that sounds like fucking stupid. it sounds ridiculously stupid. It's but stupid, it is funny. A rom-com. So it's a romantic comedy that maybe someplace one of you people out there might want to watch it.
I don't do romantic comedies.
You don't do the rom-coms, bro?
Nah, they ain't funny.
Damn, bro. I mean, I did a couple rom-coms, man. Like The Breakup with Vince Vaughn and Jennifer Aniston.
Nope.
Was it Jennifer Aniston? I think it was Jennifer Aniston. Yeah. Don't quote me on that, but The Breakup with Vince Vaughn, that was a funny rom-com. Because he was doing her dirty. Because the movie was about them, they broke up, but they still live together.
Yeah, I know when they taped off the room and everything. Yeah.
That shit was funny. Yeah. On August the 14th, Angry Birds 2, the movie, is coming out.
I didn't. I think I watched the first one, but fell asleep on it only because I worked overnight.
Okay.
So not because it was boring. I was tired.
I didn't see the first Angry Birds, but this one right here is for all you Angry Bird playing motherfuckers. You didn't seen the first one, so go see the second one. I did not watch the trailer of this shit. I do not know what this movie is about. I really don't care what this movie is about. But if you like the Angry Birds, go watch the fucking Angry Birds.
I ain't even seen it. I don't know the story. I bet it'll be good, though.
You better be good?
Yeah.
I think so, too. Man. I ain't gonna even lie. I ain't gonna even lie. Like, yo, the motherfucking birds that's angry, like, go. They should have somebody in that bitch just go smack the fuck out of a pig.
I bet it'll be good.
They should just have one of them angry birds just go smack the fuck out of a pig with their wing. Just
nah, I think in this one, the birds and the pig got to work together.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. Working together.
Yeah.
Birds and pigs working together.
Yep.
Only in the movies would you see that shit.
Nope.
Did you see the new Lion King?
Nope. I heard Beyonce's all over and I don't want to see it.
She's not really all over. She plays the grown-up Nyla. So, she actually only had like 5 lines in the whole fucking movie. She wasn't bad. Like, the thing that fucked me up about that movie is one of my favorite characters, Timon. I didn't like that dude's voice. Whoever played Timon.
You don't know who played him?
I don't know who played him. I don't. I just didn't like his voice. And that shit fucked me up the whole movie.
Okay, fair enough.
And the songs on there was flat. Like, it sounded like everybody who was doing the songs, they was just phoning it in. They was just like, yo, I'm just here to get my check. Soon as my check come, soon as this movie hit theaters, and we sell like $1 billion worth of tickets, and I can get my royalties, I'm out.
I'm sure I'll eventually check it out at some point. I like Disney movies.
You know, but it still stuck to the same story. Other than I'm going to give it, if y'all want to know about the Juice Box review on that one, I'm going to give it 4 Juice Boxes because it's still the same story that happened in the original one, but it's just the singing was just flat.
Did you see Aladdin?
I did see Aladdin. I went to the movies and saw Aladdin, too.
Okay.
That shit was incredible. I liked
it. I liked it, too.
Yeah. It took me a minute at the beginning to get past Will Smith singing the fucking opening song. It took me a minute. I was like, what?
And they added, like, 2 extra verses to it, too.
Yeah. And you're like, damn, bro. Like, come on. I'm talking about the one where he was singing Arabian Nights.
Yeah. Like I said, they added, like, 2 extra verses.
I was like, yo, for real? This nigga singing and shit?
It's like, I don't
but
know.
But then you could tell, like, when it switched. You could tell when it switched when they was trying to get the high notes. It was somebody else. That wasn't him.
Mm-hmm.
But at the beginning, when he was singing and shit, I was like, yo, you must have did your vocal classes for a little while to get your shit right.
Probably.
Get your pipes right for this. But he killed the genie joint. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. And he put his own little rap and shit in.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Yes, he did. He made it his own. He didn't try to be Robin Williams, which was great.
Right. So, I like that movie. I thought that one was good. I'll get that one 4.5 juice boxes. Because, again, it stuck to the original story. Mm-hmm. But it was still as good. And the singing on that one, everybody was into it. I liked Aladdin. It took me a minute to get with Jasmine a little bit. I won't really own her.
I was.
It took me a minute. I was like, I don't know, man. This just don't feel like a Jasmine to me. But
she was she my grew. Jasmine.
Hashtag that's my Jasmine.
Yeah, man.
Okay. On August 16th, 40 Meters Down, Uncaged is coming out.
I ain't gonna lie. I know it's gonna be a cheesy as fuck movie. I like the first one. I want to watch this. I'm not gonna pay to go see it.
Right.
But I'm gonna watch it.
Fire Stick.
On my Fire Stick. I like sharks. I like seeing sharks eat motherfuckers. I want to see this.
You'll be on Shark Week.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's about to be over, which sucks. Because I've watched it all week.
You be with that Shark Week shit. I don't be with that Shark Week shit like talking about. I saw the first 40 Meters Down. I'm going to give that joint 3 juice boxes. I liked it. It was a good movie. But let's be honest, man. White people in fucking oceans, like, they just stop going down there. Like, what the fuck is you? I'm okay with you scuba diving, but these motherfuckers went down that bitch inside of a cage. You ain't got nowhere to go. You can't do nothing.
Come on, man. It's a movie.
It's a movie. I watched Shark Week. But it was based on a real story, though.
Yeah, but I watched Shark Week and motherfuckers go down in cages. I would do that shit. Shaq did it.
You would go down there?
Shaq did it in Shark Week.
Yo, you
last
going down
year.
There by your goddamn self, dog. I'm going to stay
I asked my girl
boat.
If she would do it. She said, hell no.
She is smart.
No, actually, no. No. She said she wouldn't do it by herself, but she would do it with a group of people.
Oh, y'all motherfuckers crazy. I'm going to stay on the boat. I see y'all when y'all come back up.
And what happened when the boat sink and you ain't in no cage? Yeah.
Good answer. Anyways. Good one. Okay. Yeah. I'm still gonna stay on the boat. I ain't going down there.
I would do it once.
One other movie that's coming out, and the reason why I saved this one for last, it's still coming out on August 9th. But I saved this one for last. Because this one is based on a true story. The movie is called Brian Banks. It stars Aldis Hodge. Now, if you don't know who he is, he played in a few of the Die Hard movies. And he played MC Ren in Straight Outta Compton. Black guy. He was also in TV shows like The Walking Dead, The Blacklist, Black Mirror, and CSI. Now, again, I said that this is based on a true story. This is a true story of a USC football prospect who was accused of rape and sentenced to 5 years in prison with 5 years probation. And then he was forced to register himself as a sex offender.
Was he convicted?
He was convicted.
Okay, he a rapist.
He was falsely accused.
He was falsely accused?
Correct. His sentence was overturned. This happened in 2002. He was falsely convicted of rape because a classmate of his in high school, so he was 16 when he was convicted, she falsely accused him of rape.
White girl?
I don't know. I didn't look. I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't look.
Okay.
But in 2012... his conviction was overturned and he was released. But it took 11 years. He lost 11 years of his life because he was falsely accused. He did make it to the NFL because he was a football prospect that was supposed to go to USC. He never made it to USC, but he did make it to the NFL. He played 4 preseason games for the Atlanta Falcons. He was cut shortly after because he had missed 11 years of football. Now he's an activist, and he goes around speaking of his story. This is a true person. Brian Banks is a real guy. He goes around telling of his story and trying to help other people who've been falsely accused of this act as well.
Is it a documentary?
This is not a documentary. It is an actual movie based on a true story. So the guy, Aldis, plays Brian Banks. He's a good actor. I like him.
I'll say, for me, I wouldn't watch it.
You wouldn't watch it?
No.
Why not?
Because it sounds like a documentary to me. I know you said it's not.
Well, it's a biopic.
Okay. I'm not really a fan of biopics. I'm not. That's just me. That's just me.
Yeah. You know? So, I mean, I've seen a couple of biopics. The last biopic I think I saw was the Queen movie. The one about Queen.
That was great, though.
Bohemian Rhapsody. Yes. That was a great movie. Bohemian Rhapsody was a great movie. I think that one was one of my highest rated movies as well. I give it 4.5 stars, 4.5 juice boxes. You only get a 5 if you stand the test of time. So classic movies that we can watch over and over again gets 5s. So if anybody asks you, why you ain't give it a 5? Because it's only been out for like a year. So, you know, gotta rewatch it, man. If it has rewatchability, if you could watch it multiple times and still feel just as good as you did when you first saw it, that's when you get a 5.
That's wrong. I mean, I'll say that's based on opinion, because I could watch some shitty movies over and over again.
Well, in your opinion, they probably wouldn't be shitty then.
Nah, you know a shitty movie when you see a shitty movie when it's so bad you can't turn away.
What movie? Give me an example of a movie that had you like that.
A movie that had me like that? Jaws 4.
Jaws 4? That was a badass.
Yeah,
movie.
It was. It was so bad. I couldn't turn away.
That's because you like that shark shit. I'm just saying. I don't fuck with that shark shit.
You
like
asked.
That.
I'm just saying. I couldn't turn away.
You know what? I got to give you one.
Okay.
Jim Carrey in The Mask.
No.
That movie is not that good.
Nah. Like, nah.
Be honest with yourself.
That shit was funny.
Be honest with yourself.
And that's when Cameron Diaz was at her finest.
No, but be honest with yourself. That is not a good movie.
Yes, it was. That shit was funny, man.
It's funny, but be honest with yourself. That is not really a good movie.
That shit was funny. Okay. That shit was funny. You can't put that up there. You can't put that up there with Jaws 4. Jaws 4 was terrible.
That movie was horrible.
Yeah, it was. But man. I can't take my eyes off it.
Yeah. Hey, man, there's been some bad movies out there.
There's a lot of bad movies out there. Like, man. I don't watch Slender Man like 4 or 5 times.
Slender Man? You watched that 4 or 5 times?
Yeah, dog.
You're out of your goddamn mind. That movie was horrible. I'm not watching that shit again. That movie was horrible. I was so mad. I went to the movie theater.
Yeah, but I ain't paid to see it.
I paid to see that shit. I was so mad. I was highly upset. Damn, I was highly upset. That shit's not even funny, man.
Yeah, I don't go to the movies. I ain't paying to see shit.
That shit.
The last time I went to the movies, I took my son.
Yeah?
The last 2 times that I went to the movies, I took him. Right. I took him to see Incredibles 2, which he complained about. Mm-hmm. Like, is it over yet?
Well, you know kids ain't going to really sit still watching no goddamn movie, too.
But he'll sit still and watch Pets 2? Nah, fuck that. Incredibles 2 was better. I don't want to hear that bullshit.
Did he see Incredibles 1?
Yes, I have it on DVD.
So he saw Incredibles 1, but he didn't want to sit through Incredibles 2?
He asked to go see it. I took him, and he, before the movie even came, no. 5 minutes into the movie, Daddy, can I see your phone?
Damn.
Like, what? No, you ain't getting my phone.
Damn.
Like, fuck out of here.
He hit you with, I don't want to watch this shit. Maybe he liked Pets more than he liked superheroes.
Pets wasn't funny.
I don't know, man. I ain't see it. I'm just playing devil's advocate over here, man.
Okay.
Also on August the 16th, the movie Blinded by the Light is coming out. Now, this movie is about I think he's Hindu. I'm not pretty sure what his nationality is. But he's a big super fan of Bruce Springsteen. So
Bruce Springsteen. Bruce Springsteen.
Ain't that what I said?
Hell no, you ain't.
That ain't what I said. Springsteen. My bad if I said his name wrong. My bad. Bruce Springsteen.
It's the boss, man. I seen the trailer.
My bad. My bad.
He fucking up the boss's name. Meanwhile, I will say, I don't understand a motherfucking thing that man says in his songs.
Yeah. But the guy is a super fan, and he's trying to be a singer just like Brucey, and he's just trying to find his way. That's what the movie's about. Hopefully, y'all will like that shit. I don't know too much about Bruce. I don't listen to none of his music. I ain't gonna lie to you. He just called him the boss.
Okay. Because white people call him the boss.
What the fuck they got to do?
That's what they call him.
Oh, okay. Is his music good?
You asking the wrong one. I said white people.
Okay. So you have no idea whether his music
I've heard that. Some of his songs.
But you can't understand a word the motherfucker's saying.
Nah, they played him at work.
Okay.
And I ain't understand nothing.
All right, then. I guess that's
it's,
what it
it's
is.
It's like listening to Bone Thugs mumbling.
Right.
But hey, I can understand Bone Thugs.
All right. Other movie that's coming out on August the 16th is Where'd You Go, Bernadette? Starring Kate Blanchett.
First off, the only Bernadette I know and care about is Bernadette from Big Bang Theory.
Bernadette from Big Bang Theory.
Yes.
That is the most famous Bernadette.
Melissa Rouse Ruse. I'm sorry if I'm mangling your name.
Yeah, please. Yeah, that you did mangle it.
I know I mangled it. I'm just saying.
But Kate Blanchett stars in this movie where this lady is supposed to have a loving family. She's supposed to have a great life. And then all of a sudden, she just disappears. And her whole family is trying to figure out where the fuck she went. And she left the motherfuckers because she wanted to. Like, that's basically what it is.
I miss Big Bang Theory. I don't even care about whatever movie you're talking about.
I understand that you miss Big Bang Theory, man. But you know what? It's never coming back. And you got the DVDs to keep yourself warm at night.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
I might have to borrow one of them motherfuckers from you.
Waiting on that new season to drop on Blu-ray.
Yeah. So I might have to borrow that from you because I want to go back and I want to watch it from the beginning again. Big Bang Theory was a great show. I like that show.
Many people hate it.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why do you think they would hate the Big Bang Theory?
Shit, I don't know. I like that shit. Yeah. They think it's not funny or they don't like Sheldon.
Right.
I don't know how you don't like Sheldon. Sheldon kind of made the show.
Right, right, right. He's a good character. I mean, we'll talk more about TV shows on another episode. Right now, we're running at about 58 minutes, which we put down our shows like it ain't nothing.
I want to say I watched the new Child's Play. I liked it.
Oh, you did see the new Child's Play. Why the fuck did they make a new Child's Play?
They updated it.
Why?
Because that's what movies do nowadays.
The last Child's Play came out 2 years ago, and it ended on a cliffhanger, as if they were going to do another movie.
Well, this movie's it's completely different.
Completely different.
With a brand new ugly fucking doll.
Yeah. Who voices the new doll? Do you know who voices
Hell
the new
no.
doll?
Hell no. I don't even know.
It doesn't matter.
I don't even know. It's a completely different storyline than the original two.
Right, right. I heard it's like a robot or some shit.
Yeah. He's got a chip. I don't want to give the whole movie away for y'all who ain't see it. All right, you want to what? Fuck it. Spoiler alert! If you don't want to hear it, turn it off. Stop listening. All right. So they're in an Asian assembly line.
Mm-hmm.
So the dude that's building the Chucky doll, he's getting to an argument with his boss, and his boss is chewing his ass out. So when his boss leaves, he's like, "Fuck this!" He gets all pissed and shit, and starts turning off all the security on the chip.
Oh, my goodness.
Turned off all the violence and all the cursing and all that.
So he created Chucky.
Yeah.
By turning down all the security.
Yes shit. And no.
Okay.
So the doll gets shipped off, you know, to the store. It gets returned because it wasn't acting right.
Mm-hmm.
So the mom, she brought it home and gave it to her son for his birthday.
Because she just assumed, oh, this doll isn't acting right. I'm going to give this fucking doll to my son.
Yeah, because she ain't pay for it.
Fucking stupid.
She didn't pay for it because when they returned it, she was going to put it on the truck. Well, the manager was going to put it on the truck, and she reminded the manager, oh, I caught you fucking so-and-so in the back. Yeah, she said that. She
blackmailing motherfuckers for a Chucky.
Yes. She's like, so I'm going to walk off with this and you're not going to do nothing about it. He just shook his head and walked away. So she gave it to her son.
Niggas think it with the wrong head. Get them in trouble all the fucking time, don't they?
Stop getting caught. So, she gave it to her son. Her son makes some friends. And they start showing the... They sitting there with the Chucky doll because it can see everything.
Mm-hmm.
And recording and all this. It's like the cloud. It's hooked up to everything.
Right, right.
So it starts recording shit. They sitting there watching horror movies, showing it how to kill and stabbing motions and all that. So, you know.
It learned from the movies.
Yeah. Okay. Chucky wanted to be his best friend. He started killing people that was being mean to him, being mean to Andy.
Right.
Andy didn't like that shit, threw him away. Chucky got pissed.
Man. Killer fucking robot doll. Great.
There you go.
For those who are still here who witnessed that spoiler, I don't think it spoiled the whole thing for you, but for those who are still here who witnessed that spoiler and want to go see that Chucky movie, go see that shit. Go see any of the movies that we listed. We'll talk about more movies.
Also, one more thing.
Hmm?
Sylvester Stallone is doing a new Rambo.
Rambo.
I think it's called The Last Rambo, something like that.
Yeah.
Or the Last Kit Blast Blood, something. But yeah, he doing another one. It's coming out in September.
Yeah, his old ass gonna do another Rambo. One of the other movies that I'm looking forward to coming out is a new Will Smith movie called Gemini Man. That's what it's called, Gemini Man. He plays an assassin who's sent to kill another assassin, but turns out the assassin is somebody really close to him. So
the only movie I know that's coming out that I'm looking forward to. It's the new Star Wars that I think drops in, like, December.
Yeah, you and them damn Star Wars movies.
Motherfucker, you admitted in, like, 3 episodes ago that you like Star Wars, too. It changed your life. That's what you said.
Yes, I did. I did say that.
Yep.
I mean it. I stand behind it. And I'm not ashamed. I think next I'll start watching those Harry Potter movies. Maybe that'll change my life. Maybe I'll get into The Lord of the Rings. Maybe I'll get into The Hobbit.
Hold on. You ain't watched The Hobbit or The Lord of the Rings?
No, sir. Or Harry Potter. That's correct.
No. We can get back to Harry Potter later. You ain't watched The Hobbit or Lord of the Rings?
No, sir. I have not None watched either one of those movies.
Not one.
Not a single one.
Dude, you need to hit up my collection and stop fucking bullshitting. Or you got a motherfucking fire stick. Go watch that shit. Stop playing games. You ain't watched The Hobbit or Lord of the Rings.
Them some long-ass movies, bro.
You got time? You watch the G1?
The G1 is different than watching that, okay?
It's shorter than the G1.
This is true. G1, G1 tournament. For those who don't know what the G1 tournament is, that's a New Japan wrestling tournament. Each show is about 4 hours long. So, yes, I do watch those. But we'll get into more of that on another episode. Maybe one of these days I'll watch Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit. And
did you watch Django yet?
I still have not watched Django Unchained.
You're a fucking piece of shit.
We talked about that in an earlier episode as well. I haven't had time to watch no Django Unchained, okay? We're trying to put out these podcasts. We're trying to drop this content for these people, okay? I will get to that when I get to that.
Your ass better watch Django tonight.
I'm not going to watch Django tonight.
You off tomorrow.
Doesn't matter. I'm not going to watch it tonight. Who cares?
Yeah.
But anyways, man, we appreciate you guys again listening. If you heard something that you like about any of those movies, man, go see those. You can let us know what they're about. Let us know how good they are or not. We're going to check out a few of those. We'll get with you again on some more movies that'll be coming out soon. Because we always going to be looking at those. And what else we got for them?
August 25th, we're going to see Bone Thugs.
August 25th, we're going to see Bone Thugs. We will review that concert on the podcast. So look out for that as well. Again, follow us on Twitter at 2NONCENTS. That's the number 2. NONCENTS. Yes. Also follow us on Instagram at 2NONCENTS1. That's the number 2. NONCENTS. The number 1. And look up that Facebook group, 2 Cents and Nonsense. Join us in there, man. Great conversation. Yeah, great meeting.
Anything you want to hear us talk about, comment on it.
Yes. And again, man, we appreciate you guys listening.
Comment, share it. You like it, share us. We're trying to grow. Help us out. Trying to grow it. Help us out.
And we will catch you guys next time. Again, this has been the 2 Cents and Nonsense podcast. I'm Antoine Y. Slicker. That's my homeboy, Matt. And we out.
We out.